find out.
Blog Talk Radio.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The colder person I...
Welcome, everybody. I like that one. Welcome, everybody, to the Jake Penland Show. We are joined in a few minutes with Leo Daniels, and I'm excited because one of my favorite shows I've done so far was with Duffy, and it's all around the Teen Mom drama, and I happen to be a fan of the Teen Mom drama. Now, I will be honest, I've never actually seen an episode of 16 and Pregnant or Teen Mom, but I have to say, as far as Twitter goes, I'm a fan. Those are some of the most insanely loyal and awesome fans of any show I've seen, and I've got to deal with them for some time, so we're excited. But first things first, I want to welcome my two co-hosts, Jen and Susie. Say hi, Jen.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Susie. Jen, whatever your name
is. Hi.
And Susie, how are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. I missed you all week.
I miss you, too. We don't talk enough during the week.
I know. Call me, would you?
Yeah, I will.
I was trying to sext her, too, but she doesn't reply.
That's not true. You haven't sexted me ever, and I'm waiting for a tit pic.
Okay, I'll sext you, and then I'll kid pick you all in one.
Did you say kid pick or tit pick?
Tit. I don't want to see your kids.
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, kid on the tit, I thought she meant. Okay.
All right, enough with the lesbian annex. Welcome to the show. I have to say, first things first, before we get to Leo, we're also going to be talking about the new abortion laws. I believe they're in Texas, so it's a full show. I'm also going to be going on Kira Ann Davis's podcast on Tuesday to talk about these abortion laws, so I've got a few days to sort of figure out the facts and opinions. I don't really know them yet, so I'm hoping you two ladies will help me, since abortion is something near and dear to both your hearts, I imagine. But first things first, before we get into it, now, you guys heard the theme song. And anyone new to the show is probably wondering who's singing that. Well, that's Carly. And Carly is a, like, devoted cult member and fan and friend. And she's been here since the beginning. And she's, like, 94% deaf or something. I never can figure it out. One day she's totally deaf. The next day she's not deaf. Some day she's blind. I can't figure it out. But we love her. And she has a hard go at it. She has a hard life, as far as I can tell, and she's been having trouble finding jobs, you know, with that unique set of skills, shall we say. It's very difficult to find work. So I've been using my considerable connections. For those of you who don't know, I am the son of Roseanne Barr, and I'm deeply connected in many industries. And Jen and I decided the best thing to do would be to start getting Carly work. And so there's a new thing we're going to be doing every week. We're going to be catching up with Carly and finding out how her job is going. This week, Jen, where did we put her?
Well, last week, Carly entered the exciting world of air traffic control right here at LAX.
Oh, how exciting. How did she do?
So great.
Susie.
Let's just say it wasn't a good fit. You guys just listen for yourself.
Oh, you have tape of the job?
Yeah, she did provide us with a recording from the control tower.
Oh, well, let's take a listen. We're very proud of Carly. Let's see.
LAX, this is American Flight 83 out of Boston, seeking clearance for landing on runway 30. That's runway 30. Over.
Flight 83, this is LAX. I have to clear for landing on runway 30. Over.
Could you repeat? Over.
Flight 83, what is your current speed and attitude? Over.
I think you're breaking up, LAX. I repeat, you are breaking up. Did you say runway 13 or runway 30? That's 13 or 30. Over.
Gee, I'm not breaking up with anyone. I don't have a boyfriend, duh. And I'm not 30 yet. I only just turned 24. Over.
Roger, LAX. Negatory on 30. Adjusting turn to approach 24. That's runway 24. We'd like to begin to adjust our descent. Over.
Yeah, absolutely. Just fine. I know this girl, Kathy. She's from Boston area, too. Over.
Negative, LAX. This is American Flight 83, not Flight 82. Over.
This is Brody. I'm trying to do a job. Who made you ask that? Over.
Roger, LAX. Raising tail flaps. Over.
I'm LAX.
it's no longer on the air. It's over. Oh, cool. They're doing fireworks outside in the huge fireball. Flight 83, quit messing with me. It's annoying.
Well, okay. That seemed to go well, Jen.
Yeah, so I don't know if that job's going to work out for her.
Well, we'll have to find her a place next week, I think. Any suggestions, Susie, where Carly could work next?
Oh, my gosh. See, you guys don't tell me about this stuff beforehand.
This is why we don't do it. This is the truth. This is my call, Susie. We're like, we should get Susie involved. And then I'm like, no. Because then she can, first of all, it's two things. We can get her real reaction. And secondly, she could deny being a part of it. That Trayvon bit we did last week, I think you probably on some level are very excited that we didn't include you on that, because that one was really racist.
It was. And this one was even better.
Well, I have to say, I mean, all joking aside, I think Carly is such a wonderful, wonderful sport. I mean, to do that, why we tease her and make fun of her physical deformities, I think it's really, really classy. We love her. All right, on that note, we're going to put Carly next week. I think she's going to do a police dispatch, right, Jen?
Yeah, we're going to try out at my husband's department.
All right, enough fucking around. This show is so horrible. I'm so proud. All right, let's get right into it. Leo Daniels is our guest today, and those of you involved in the Teen Mom drama are aware, he, from what I understand, he's not been on the show. But Janelle Evans, who's a big part of that show, hired Leo to sort of, I believe, to be her manager. We'll find out. But long story short, Leo was instrumental in helping us get Duffy, and he included me in a lot of the info for my Duffy interview. And, that we all know how that went. So I decided to have Leo on, because since then him and Janelle have split, and they are no longer talking. Janelle has blocked me. So it should be a fun Janelle bashing episode the way I'm expecting it, but who knows? Leo, are you there?
I am there.
How excited are you? Be honest. Scale of 1 to 10.
Be honest? I'm a little excited.
You sound nervous.
Are you nervous?
I said you sound a little nervous.
No, I'm not nervous.
Okay.
No, I'm not nervous at all.
Well, my approach, as you heard to the Duffy interview, is that I do very little research. I do that on purpose because I'm lazy and because I find the interview kind of flows better if you tell me about yourself. I've gotten a lot of DMs, I will be honest with you. You carry a lot of heat, my man. There's a lot of people upset with you, and it's on par with Duffy when I set that up. I got multiple tweets and DMs asking me what kind of fucking idiot I was to have him on, but this show is an open forum. The way I work, for those of you who are listening for the first time, is I don't make prejudgments. I don't care what other people say. I talk directly to the source, and I find out where they're coming from, and I give them a chance to set the record straight or tell their story. If at any point I miss something, or you feel Leo missed something, or you want to call in just to talk, the number is 323-417-6075. I'm sorry, 6705. I'm a fucking idiot. 323-417-6705. So, Leo, we don't have to get in the heavy stuff first, but my intro is pretty accurate, right, as far as you're splitting up with Janelle in a business?
Well, he's not splitting up.
Yeah.
After several no-shows and blowing a big six-figure deal, I dropped her as a client and didn't want anything else to do with her. And plus, on top of that, there was, you know, the heroin drug charges and all that stuff. I just wanted to step away from the whole thing. And I wouldn't have made it public, but somebody hacked her Twitter page, and first thing she does is blame me. Oh, Leo hacked my Twitter, blah, 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 blah. And she knew good and well it wasn't me. She just blamed me for it. So I told her, I said, you know what, you can either apologize, tell people that that's not what happened, or I'm just going to expose you every way I can. And she never apologized, so here I am.
And you've been on sort of an expose tour with her, from what I can understand. I have not really been able to follow too closely, but I did see you.
Well, every time she makes a post and it's untrue, I post proving that it's untrue. Like, for example, her and her boyfriend of 2 weeks bought a house. Well, first thing I did was looked up where the house was, called the realtor, and they're like, no, those names are not on to buy this house. This house has been in negotiations for 6 weeks, which is longer than those two have even been together. And then, like, you know, he's driving around with no driver's license, posted a certified copy of his driver license, and then he tried to fool everyone on a video that's since been taken down, and he flashes up the South Carolina ID and says, bam, what now, what now? Well, I went frame by frame and captured his South Carolina ID, and it clearly says in the top right-hand corner, identification card. It has the state of South Carolina. It says ID in the middle. And on South Carolina, a driver's license has the big picture on the left, small picture on the right. The identification card has a big picture on the right, small picture on the left, and his clearly has the big picture on the right. So I busted him again.
So he does not have a driver's license.
He does not have a driver's license. He can't get a license till 2016 due to multiple DUIs.
Oh, so I see the attraction there for her, obviously. It seems like a fun time. But let's back up a little before we get into all the Janelle stuff, because your bio is actually interesting. That sounded so dicky. I'm sorry. So it's a weird bio because, you know, I only know you through from when I interviewed Duffy and your relationship with Janelle, and so I researched you a little bit, and you're like some video game hero. You're like in the Video Game Hall of Fame. Is that
right.
True? Or
I'm actually being presented a Lifetime Achievement Award next month at the Video Game Capital of the World, which is in Ottumwa, Iowa. And they're doing it there because that's where we did the famous Life magazine spread back in 1983.
Now, I'm familiar with this spread because one of my favorite documentaries of all time is King of Kong. Are you in that photo?
Which one?
Have you seen King of Kong, the Donkey Kong Championship documentary?
Yes, I'm actually in the archived videos of that. I'm in there.
Okay, so you're part of that. That group, what's that?
If you look up Chasing Ghosts Beyond the Arcade, that's my documentary. That's me and like five other big name guys.
I'll check that out. So when I say video games, this is like early 80s. This is like
pinball. Right, it's all classic.
Okay.
Classic arcade game.
And what were you, just some like arcade junkie, just in there day and night? Or were you some kind of savant?
Well, I started working in an arcade when I was 14. I'd work there in the summers. And then, of course, I would play the games when I was off work. And what happened was I saw this TV show, and they had this guy who had played Asteroids for 24 hours and set a world record. And I was like, well, it turned over to 100,000, so I always stopped at 99,990 and put my name up. I'd get my name all the way down the score so nobody else could put their name up. And then after I saw that, I was like, well, I wonder if I can just keep going. And so I did. I played all day on my day off until the place closed. And I said, well, I can do this. So I had to find a place that was open 24 hours. And there was a Curie Beach Pier, which is open 24 hours. They had an Asteroids machine. I went in and talked to the owner's son. He says, yeah, come on in, man. Set a record. So I come in. I'm there. I'm playing. I've gone past the 24-hour mark. I'm going to keep playing. The place is packed because I'm on the news. The newspaper's going to put it out. So everybody's coming in to see me play. The owner of the pier comes in and says, hey, what's this guy doing standing on this machine like this? I'm losing money, and pulls the plug.
Oh, man.
Believe it or not, that made front page news in the next day's paper. Owner pulls plug on man's hopes for record score.
I find it interesting because it's one of those things, like, it's video games are kind of changing now. Like, now they're a little bit more mainstream. But back
right.
then, no offense, you had to be kind of a goober or like a nerd to be doing that all day, right?
You still have to be a goober,
shut
by
up,
the way.
Shut up,
Jesse. You're old. The thing was, actually, back then, the arcades was the social networking. That's where you went to meet people. I mean, that's where you met girls, hot girls, not like nerdy girls. And you didn't have to be a nerd to play the games, but, I mean, the only reason why I did it was to set a record. I mean, once I'd set a record on a game, I'd go on to the next game because I'd get bored with it. I could play the same game over and over and over.
So how does someone who's a video game guy get into, what is your official job now? I mean, I see that you work at a production company. You're listed as a manager. What is your actual job?
Well, I own Premier Casting.
Okay.
their casting director, and then I hire people to come in and, you know, actually do the casting jobs. I've got a great staff that works with me. I mean, these guys are just awesome in what they do. And so, Wilmington is second only to California in filmmaking.
Oh, really?
Yep. I mean, Iron Man 3 was shot here.
Oh, I didn't know that. So how do you go, how do you make that transition into that industry? How do you find yourself casting?
So the way that happened was I had actually moved to Florida and I was working at Disney World. I got a call from Mark Fincannon. They were Fincannon Associates. They're the ones that did all the casting. And he called me up and asked me what I was doing. I said, actually, I'm in Florida right now. And he goes, oh. He goes, well, he says, how tall are you? I said, 5'8". And he goes, well, we're looking for a stand-in for Peter Falk. And I was like, you know what? I said, I'll take a leave of absence and I'll come up and do that. And I did. And so I was Peter Falk's stand-in and stunt double for Tune In Tomorrow. And when I came up, I just never went back because late 80s, Wilmington was just really becoming Hollywood East, and so it was one film after another, and so I was getting a lot of work doing, you know, production assistant, stand-in. I did a lot of stand-in work back then.
So let's fast forward. So you're in casting, you're acting, or standing in, and how do you...
Well, I'm acting now. I've got a side card.
So you're a working actor.
Every now and then.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get your back history because, you know, for someone who doesn't know anything about you, it could appear like,
yeah, it's not normal by any means. I mean, I've really had a fun and an enjoyable life. I've gotten to do a lot of things that, you know, a lot of people wish they could do. And I'm not bragging about it. I'm just saying that, I mean, I've got to travel the world. I mean, I was part of the United States video game team. I mean, back before it was actually realized as a sport. I mean, it's been a blessing.
So how do you find Janelle? Now, catch me up now that we know you're back. You're watching Teen Mom?
I never watched the show. I didn't know who she was. I was actually friends with her sister, Ashley Evans, on MySpace. And we were talking, and she posted some picture, and I correlated the name with the Teen Mom that was being filmed at that time in Wilmington and around Oak Island. And I said, is that your sister? And she was like, yeah, but I don't really like to talk about it. She's like the black sheep of the family. And I was like, oh, Lord. Well, make a long story short, after Teen Mom was, I mean, the original Teen Mom show was, it wasn't Teen Mom, it was 16 or Pregnant. When that was through shooting, they were going to do Teen Mom 2. Well, they didn't release that. They just said that they were shooting an untitled show for MTV. I got a call from a friend of mine that worked on the show. He was one of the PAs on the show. And he says, we're trying to get a location. We can't get it. We really want to shoot at the City Limits Saloon. I said, oh, I know some people. I'm going to make a few calls. So I made a few calls and made it happen. So that's when I got to meet everybody with MTV. I got everybody in there. You know, we blasted it on MySpace back then. People came out, got to be on the show. And then I met her. That was the first time I'd actually met her. And we started talking. And then,
what was the actual job offer or business arrangement that you guys had? That's what I'm confused about.
Okay.
And what did you offer?
After talking, I found out that she was only making like $250 a day for shooting. And I was like, my God, I said, you need to join AFTRA. I said, because it's a TV show, and if you're a member of the union, they're going to have to pay you more. And she goes, well, they said in the contract that I can't join AFTRA. And I said, well, let me be your manager. I said, we'll get you a pay raise.
Okay.
And that's how that came apart.
So you were her manager, acting manager.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's why I'm confused, because I see Premier Casting, I see Video Game Champion, blah, 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 and then I see Manager for Janelle. Was Janelle your only client?
Stuff. Actually, now I've got a couple of more.
Okay.
I got one other. Kristen, she's also from MTV. She was on MTV's Real Life. And we're actually in the works with something for her right now, but I can't announce it, but it will be announced within the next month.
All right, so now let's catch me up on the drama, because I'm an old guy. I don't watch MTV. I haven't watched MTV since the 80s.
I don't watch the show either. So.
But you're involved. And, here's what I know about Janelle and why I do want to bash her, because, you know, when I interviewed Duffy, I tried to get her to call in, and you and I were working, and Jen were working behind the scenes to get her to call in, because at that point you guys still were on good relations, and I was hoping to interview Janelle.
Right.
I mean, she, for whatever reason, is fascinating to people, and people, I mean, literally, her Twitter community followers, whether they love her or hate her, it doesn't matter. They're loyal in their own way, and I find it fascinating, and I've been trying to figure out what is the draw and pull of her, and it really just seems like, frankly,
it's a train wreck that you just can't turn away from.
Yeah, she's like an adult Honey Boo Boo, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
And worse, she's a really shitty mom. And
absolutely.
So what happened was, I was trying to get her to come in the show. I invited her. She said, no, not, no way. She accused me of all sorts of shit, you and blah, blah. You guys had the falling out. And so what I've done is I've been kind of researching, and Jen's a fan. And basically, this is someone who's famous for being a shitty mom. I mean, let's just call it like it is.
Right.
She has a kid on 16 and Pregnant. She has a kid on MTV. They were documenting teenage girls out of wedlock. And she's basically handed her child over to her mother. And from what I can tell, she's out partying. She's fucking dudes, whatever she's doing. And her kid is under the watch of her mother. That's correct, right?
Right. You are correct.
Okay. So what's all this stuff you're doing with driver's license and boyfriends? I mean, catch me up on that. Because I just know she's a shitty mom.
Okay. Well, I mean, after the whole thing of her blaming me for hacking her Twitter, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to expose her in every lie that she tells, because I know all her dirty secrets, and I haven't told them all. But
well, today's the day.
Every time she would post something that wasn't true, I'd say, nope, that's not true. This is what it is. And I would post proof, proving it. And so people started seeing that, hey, he's not bullshitting. This is what really happened. So that's how, you know, more and more people started following me, to follow me blasting her. You know, I don't hate the girl. I actually wish she would do better. I wish she would actually do what she says she's going to do. Because for 4 years now, she's been saying, oh, I want to get my son back. Oh, I haven't had the money. I need $15,000 to pay the attorney to get my son back. Well, let me tell you something. This year alone, in 2013, that girl blew $200,000 on God knows what. And we know a lot of it was on heroin, but over $200,000. Now, I think that's more than $15,000. If she really wanted to get her son back, she had the money to do it. But she chose drugs and dick over her son.
And this is where I get confused. Someone like that should have no following. Someone like that should be, you know, hustling on the streets. This woman's making
most of her like true fans, the ones that really worship her, are either 13 and under, or their IQs are under 70. I mean, it's just pathetic.
So where does this leave you? I mean, are you complete? You've cut all ties with Janelle. There's no chance of it ever getting back together. I mean, are there bombs you can drop?
No, I mean,
like a Jake Pellin exclusive.
10% of whatever I was going to get goes to Jake. So by her blowing that $100,000 deal, that was $10,000. I mean, not Jake. I'm sorry.
Jace.
$10,000 would have went to Jace. So by her blowing that $100,000 deal, she took money out of her son's. You know, that would have went to her son.
Now, Jen,
she's just
sympathetic to Janelle. Me and Susie were talking before the show about what a horrible human being she is, and you have I can't explain it, like an older sister thing with her, which I do not understand.
A little bit. I mean, I grew up similar to her. You know, she had a single mom and a shitty life growing up, and I think if I got pregnant the same age as her, which thankfully I did not, I could have been in the same boat as her. So there's a part of me that can see the good in her and want to just shake her and say, break the pattern now. You didn't have a dad and now you're a hooker. You know, you're going after men nonstop because you didn't have a dad. Your boy doesn't have a mom and a dad. You're creating and Adam, whatever his name was, he's going to shoot up a theater or a school. You're just making a mess of a human. No matter how amazing Barbara, her mother, is raising this child, he still has watched his mom abandon him over and over and over and over. And he's, you know, these shows are depressing and somewhat make me feel better about myself to watch, which is just honest. But it does, and some of them turn out so good, but that's because they have parental support. But she doesn't, except that her mom took the child. But she's really just a mess, and I feel for her. I feel like her whole situation would have been avoided by her good parenting. It's her mom's fault. You know, like, even though Barbara's the one saving her, Barbara's the one that made her. So I do have sympathy for her, and she is still young, but she can wake up now. So I'm not one of those people that tell her how amazing she is. I will tell her after she posts a club picture, like, oh, Jace would love for you to draw with him, and she draws neon paint all over her body at a club.
Well, on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's every, like I've said it every week, that my philosophy is simple.
Yeah.
Every single problem in this world, especially in this country, can be traced to shitty parenting.
What the hell is that?
And
is
the thing
shitty, shitty parenting in the background. And whenever I see a kid that's neglected, Jen hit it on the head. This it's really sad, this Jace kid. I mean, he's really got no chance. In fact, we could do a Jake Pentland pool of how he'll grow up and what drugs he'll be addicted to, because you can almost guarantee it. And I just don't understand the perpetuating fame for her, and not to alienate all my listeners today, but I don't understand how anyone can even watch her and feel anything for her other than anger. It's a really depressing and disgusting situation, and it's not just her. There are millions of neglected children in this country, and, you know, this is going to lead us into the second half of the show, which we're going to be talking about abortion laws, and I say fucking abort. If watching Janelle and Jace, she should have aborted. She should have had an abortion a long time ago. This kid's got no chance. He's always going to know his mom cared more for Dick than him, and it's depressing the hell out of me. That was my piece.
All this stuff's going to be on the net forever. He's going to be able to see this later on in life and be like, wow, my mom's a shitty mom. My mom chose to go out and party over me. He's going to see this stuff. And I used to be like Jen. I used to feel sorry for her. I used to think maybe she can change. And I used to believe her lies. I was a believer. And then after, you know, catching her multiple lies, seeing how she treated her friends, she has shit on every friend that she's had. And the only ones that go back to her are the only ones that get something from her. And after witnessing that myself, seeing how she treated her own people, seeing how she treated her own family, I finally saw the light. And I'm like, this girl's never going to change. Her core is just rotten. She is rotten to the core. She has no soul. This girl is mean, vindictive, and evil.
Why are you, I ask honestly, like, why are you so, I guess, fixated on being her moral compass, though, in a sense, like, of anytime she lies, making sure that she's called out on it? And why does it get to you so much?
I'll tell you why. There's two reasons. One is everybody else lets her slide. Everybody. She gets away with everything. I decided not to let her slide. Number two, this
because you care, or is it like a personal vendetta? Like, do you care that people are letting her slide, or is it? I don't know.
It's the fact that everybody lets her slide. Everybody. She gets away with murder. She goes to court and gets, I mean, it's amazing how much stuff she gets away with. But the biggest thing that gets me right now is that piece of shit, her boyfriend, who has no driver's license, no insurance, and he's driving around everywhere. And they even had videos of him, a Vine video of him driving drunk, driving backwards through a drive-thru, and it's all cool to them. How can her fans, oh, that's cool, he did this, he's a piece of shit that has no driver's license. He's had
Jen
multiple
asks a good
DUI.
Question, though, I mean, Leo, if she is a piece of shit and you've already had your business dealings fall through and you know you can't trust her, I mean, at what point do you think it's in your best interest just to walk away and not be involved in this? Because you are very much involved in this drama. I can see it on your Twitter feed alone. I mean, the ID you posted was just a few days back. I mean, there's got to be a diminishing returns for you at some point, no?
I mean, all she has to do is stop lying. Simple thing,
stop lying,
there won't be anything to call her out on. Simple thing.
But, I mean, in the grander scheme, you could just let it go and just move on with your life, too.
I could. You know what? I could. But because everybody else lets her slide, I refuse not to, at least not right now. I'm going to be her thorn in her side. Just maybe, I don't know, maybe she'll wake
for
up.
For what purpose, yeah?
Because
punishment.
Just for the fact that everybody lets her slide. I mean, crazy as that sounds, that's my main thing. Everybody lets her slide, so I decided not to. I'm not going to let her slide. And this whole thing of him driving drunk, when you lose a relative to a drunk driver, this kind of shit really pisses you off.
Oh, you're talking about yourself.
I am.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Yeah, I mean, it does seem very personal for you. And I don't mean that part is very personal.
I take that part very personal. And for somebody to say, you know, whatever, who cares if you don't have a license? I care. The people in Myrtle Beach that he's driving around should care. I mean, one thing I'm against, drunk driving. That's like a pet peeve of mine.
It's understandable if you've lost somebody to it. I just want to clear the air because I have heard rumors that there is attraction between you and Janelle. I don't know if it's one way or just made up.
No, there was never any kind of attraction there. I mean, like at first, when we first became friends, I felt sorry for her. I thought maybe I could help her out. You know, I got her more money on her show. I was just trying to be, you know, somebody
don't
to
say
help
it.
Her.
Don't
but
say
she
the word.
Doesn't, no. She doesn't.
You know what word I'm
anymore.
Thinking, right, Leo?
No, that word's not coming out of my mouth. But she was not listening to anyone. And it's just crazy.
Well, let's move on to you. I think you've cleared your piece. I could see an outsider, it'd be weird to say this, you know, this guy's 52, he's obsessed with Janelle. I could see how you've been painted that way. But if you guys had a personal, even friendship, and a business arrangement, and you feel fucked over, plus you have a personal connection to driving drunk because you've lost somebody, I can see how you would be probably more emotionally vested than somebody would think you should be. That makes sense to me. Now, I'm getting, I know we're not going to talk about this and you've asked me not to, but I just want to give you the opportunity to clear the air because the other thing that's always said about you is that you are sort of Duffy-esque in your attraction to younger women. And I know we're not going to talk about anyone specific, but I want to give you a chance to clear the air.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I have a girlfriend. She's 24. She's not 15. She's not 16. She's not 17. She's not a teen at all. That's the thing. I'm not online trying to pick up girls. Duffy was online every single day talking to all these random girls, trying to get them to come there, trying to do whatever. And, I mean, he's actually having sex with all of them and bragging about it. That's not me.
Yeah, because the law there is 16.
5 years.
The age of consent, right? So
and
you can have sex with a 16-year-old and not break the law.
Well, I wouldn't.
Right, but I'm just saying, where you live, that is the consent. Here in California, it's 18.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, that's, I don't care about that. That's, you got to be an adult in my eyes. You've got to be of legal age in any state, not whatever that happens to be. That is not me. And anybody that actually knows me can tell you I'm not out trying to pick up girls. I've been very happy with the girl I've had for 5 years now. We've been together. And I'm not actively out seeking anyone. And that was the biggest difference between him and me.
Why do you think that rumor does swirl around you? Because that's most of the DMs that I got. I try, like I said, I ignore what other people say. I want to hear it from your mouth. But, I mean, that was
– right.
I can't even count on both hands.
Well, what it is, there's a select few to get together and like, oh, well, we're just going to bust him, da-da-da-da-da. And because my girlfriend looks young, they just assume and just run with it.
So your girlfriend's 24. If you've been together 5 years, she was 19 when you met.
18 when we met, 19 when we got together.
Okay, so that's young, but that's not. I mean, Jen probably will think that's creepy, right, Jen? Where'd you go?
The wrong spot.
She's looking at her cousin's son that she has a crush on. Jen, where are you? All right, we lost Jen.
Whatever, I don't have a crush on my cousin's son.
Whatever that kid
is. I said he's a beautiful boy, and you got all creepy because you have the creepy mind.
And then you're like, I want a mentor.
No.
Oh, Lord.
No, I think it's creepy. I think it's creepy because of the generational gap, but not like pedophile creepy. Like, I just, if I were to be with someone 20 years older than me or whatever it is, I just feel, unless it was Kurt Russell, that it would just be weird. Like, we just would be in two different realms. And, I mean, maybe till you hit 40, then there should be no age. And I get it. Like, there's people that just connect, and as long as she's legal, all, more power to you. But when there's someone just so much younger and they grew up in such a different era, it's hard to really connect, in my opinion, like, to have similar interests unless one of you is immature or one of you is super mature. So maybe, I mean,
maybe
video gamer. Maybe she likes video games.
Is that true, Leo?
Actually,
you're
like the same music. Her mother brought her up listening to, you know, the same stuff that I listen to, and we have a lot of connections, which I didn't think we'd have at first talking, but that's just the way it turned out. And I mean, seems to work. We've been together this long.
So for the record, you're not a pedophile, and
absolutely not.
Okay, that's good to know. And then here's the thing: I have a theory because women tend to get very jealous when a guy dates younger women because, as we both know, when women hit 35, they start sagging. They become less interesting to look at. Right, Jen? And then when a guy's going after a 20-something-year-old, it probably upsets older women because then they realize that they're, you know, they're damaged goods and their time's up. So I think there's a little bit of envy and jealousy. I would throw that out there. Is that correct,
that's
Susie?
Not true at all.
Let me ask Susie.
Susie and I
lady.
Are way hotter than most 20-year-olds, right, Susie?
Well, I kind of see the point, though. Like, every guy wants 18-year-old girls that walk by. I mean, I don't think that's weird. They look better than I do.
No, they think they're hot. Would they really want to be life partners? You know, like, I think they think they're hot.
I don't think they think like that. But guys don't wonder about life partnering.
Thank you.
They just want to bend them over.
Right. And an 18-year-old, when she bends over, everything's still smooth. It's not like couch.
Right.
There's no udders flapping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
Thank
well,
you,
I
Susie.
I can feed a starving nation with my udders. So whatever.
So I say we move on to phone calls. We don't have our screener, so I'm just going to go on. Caller, you're on the air. If you hear unmute, that means I've selected you. Are you
Hello?
There? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, so what are we supposed to call in for if we're calling in? I'm going to call in because I like Leo, so.
Well, do you have any, if you don't want to talk, that's fine. Did you have a question or anything, or are you just listening?
Yeah, can you ask Leo if he knows anyone named Trisha and if she's awesome? And then if she is, can you say it on air so that everybody knows?
You got it. Trisha, that must have been Trisha, Leo, I'm imagining. Next caller.
Yeah, Trisha's awesome. She's
I can
girl.
Tell. All right, next caller, you're on the air. You have a question for Leo? Wow, these callers are awesome today. All right.
Shangy wants
you.
To talk. Isn't Shangy's down there?
He's not selected to talk.
Oh, he said he wants
one.
To.
Oh, well, let me go to this one. Come on, caller, speak up. Skype, you're on the air. Hello.
Maybe they're getting stage fright.
Jesus Christ, people, why call in if you're not going to fucking ask a goddamn question? This is your chance to ask Leo. Next caller, you're on the air, for Christ's sake.
Don't worry, Jake, I will talk. This is Jason from Detroit. First of all, Leo, let me apologize to you for even having to deal with that woman, but I have two questions here, basically. The second one is more important than the first one, but other than money, is there really a serious reason that MTV keeps doing this show, despite the fact that so many of the girls that are on there are having troubles with the law or having other image problems? And the other thing I want to ask, too, is it just me? Is it the way the show makes it appear to be, or is Barbara really kind of teaching her daughter to act the way she does? Because it kind of seems to me that Barbara isn't the best mother either.
Well, thank you for your call. The first question is, there is no other reason than money.
The only reason is ratings. That's it.
Yeah, it's ratings and money.
Ratings.
So it obviously does
that's,
well.
That's it.
And Leo, I don't know if you know Barbara personally, but It's obvious.
I have met Barbara, and I think the world of her. I just think that what you saw on TV was the absolute worst of Barbara. You did not see the best of her. They painted her out to be that way because she really is a wonderful woman. She really did try with her. And for whatever reason, they painted her out to be, you know, just as bad as Janelle, and it's not even true. I mean, but that's, you know, that's editing for you.
Don't you love how my co-hosts have babies screaming in the background while we talk about everything? All right, let's go try another caller, and then we'll move on. You're there, 650 area code. Can I help you? All right. They hung up. God, people are giant vaginas. Next caller, you there? All right. I think you're getting off easy. I thought people were going to come after you, Leo. Next caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Julie. Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you? This is Pink.
How are you? You have a question for Leo?
Yeah, I have. Can I ask two questions? And sort of? Okay. First off, how old are you?
Me or Leo?
Oh, Leo. I know how old you are. You're 35.
That's right. Leo's 52, right?
Yeah.
52. Okay. I just wonder, like, when you have your own business and you're acting and everything, why do you feel the need that you just can't let it go with Janelle? I mean, you have this beautiful Twitter page with all these followers that you bought with money. But why can't you use that towards, like, promoting your casting company and video games? Why is it always Janelle? Why can't you just move on?
I've got separate pages
for
my businesses.
I mean,
I've got separate pages for my businesses. Why would I use my personal page for business?
The entire Twitter is about Janelle. I just don't see why a 52-year-old man keeps wondering what a 21-year-old girl is doing every day. It just seems a little creepy.
I could give a shit what she does.
But you
it's
post
the lying
about it all
and the driving
day on
around
Twitter.
Drunk. People, I respond to what people say. I respond to people's questions. My personal Twitter is I post whatever the fuck I want to. I have business Twitters that stay professional and it's just about the business.
I just think you're a little disappointed that you never got to, you know, hit it with Janelle and fuck her. I think you had that vignette. That,
I wouldn't
know,
touch
I that
with a 10-foot
pole.
I
feel bad for you.
I would not
I
touch
think
her.
Maybe you should have got
I wouldn't
pussy.
Touch that. I don't like, I'm not a fan of STDs.
And I got to give a shout out to Subs, my girl Lala.
All right.
Yeah, I figured it was one of those people.
Well, I'm glad. I wanted one of those calls at least. They are entertaining. So, I mean, I think we sort of cleared all that stuff up earlier. I don't think you need to really answer.
Yeah, apparently she wasn't listening.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, you're on the air for Leo.
Hey, Leo. You said that your girlfriend was 24. Isn't her birth date in 1989?
1588.
88? Okay.
Yes.
I want to know, are you revengeful towards women when they don't give you what they want?
Not at all.
then why did you create a page for your ex-girlfriend as a source of revenge?
Let me stop
page.
You right there. That is already been proved wrong.
I'm on my
anybody,
guy, not yours.
Anybody?
See, that's what you do. You like
anybody
to
that knows how
off.
To use Wayback? Can see that that's not even true. Anybody knows how to use Wayback on Google? Google it. You'll see. You can go back to 2000. You will see that TP Trash Site is a banned site, not
page.
Porn.
Listen.
It's not porn site. It's a banned site. So use Wayback. I can't go back to 2000 and change it, can I? Can I go back to 2000 and change a website? No, I can't. So that's already been proved wrong. So
okay,
next.
But I have your voice saying you created this page. She's an ex-stripper. You were upset with her, so it was revenge against her.
It's bullshit.
Tape.
Hello?
Not
it's not
bullshit.
A porn site. It's a band
you're
page.
You're a lying sack of shit, asshole.
Okay, so I guess you, way back on Google, the lying sack of shit, because it proves me right.
Proves
argue
you
with
wrong.
Google. I'm sorry. Argue with Google.
.com features / trailer park / Trailer Park 4.
It doesn't change history. Go back to Wayback. Use the net.
Talking about it. There's emails of you talking about it. You were
That's already been proved wrong, too.
Man.
That is proved wrong, too.
Thank you for the call. These are the kind of DMs
Anybody that knows how to use Wayback can see that is totally bogus because they put in there at carriecox.com and they put tpttrash.com back in 2000 was a revenge porn site. I can't go back and change time. If you use Wayback on Google, you can see that is clearly tpttrash is a banned site, or it was back in 2000. It was a banned site.
Fair enough.
CarrieCox.com was part of the Freedom Chat Network.
Tinker, you're on the air for Leo. Tinko.
Hi.
Hey, Tinker.
I have a question about, I didn't hear his response regarding her age, because on his old MySpace account, it has her down as October 15th, 1989, and that's from a hospital bracelet. So,
actually, if you zoom in, you'll see it says 88.
And then all of her accounts end in Ashley Buttons 89. Maybe to throw people off, I don't know, was my first question. Another thing is, you say you're after Janelle and, you
I'm
know,
not
her
after
lies
Janelle.
And
I've
such.
I've never said I was after Janelle.
Okay, well, okay. But the next question then is, why do you try to befriend all of the people like that Nate's ex-wife, Allison Stevens, you took her out on a boat? You know, why do you spend...
Actually, there was a group of us. She contacted me because of the stuff that was being said about her.
Well, I've seen you on Twitter, though, say you'll DM Taylor. You'll DM Taylor Lewis, her new best friend. You'll DM anyone that's around Janelle.
I don't even follow Taylor
to...
Lewis.
I don't
have anything to do with any of them.
And then regarding your girlfriend, Ashley, if she was born in 89, there's pictures from MySpace that have you dressing her up as a Playboy bunny in her bathroom. And
it's not a bathroom. We're in front of
it's in front of a shower curtain. Yeah, but it's in front of a shower curtain, and the comments were from over 5 years ago. I feel bad for your fiancé or girlfriend because that little girl never had a chance. So you may not claim to be like Duffy.
They picked what they wanted to be for Halloween.
Let me just finish, and then I'll let you finish, please. So in turn, you've taken this little girl's life, and she's probably quiet and shy and doesn't want the drama. But... whereas Duffy was open about it and these girls were more game to what to do, and I think Ashley's been brainwashed since she was a little girl, since she's not, she's from Canada, and she didn't have any other options, and she probably doesn't know any different. So for her, you're her world, probably, which is fine, but if she was only 17, why not just admit to her age?
Because she wasn't 17.
And it's just a one-year difference. I mean, I think it's the 30-year difference you have an issue with, not one
year
of 88
and 89. Well, here's the thing, though. They're taking a Halloween picture. They decided what they wanted to be for Halloween. They got the Playboy outfit. I put on a Playboy shirt and said, okay, I'm Hugh Hefner. And they're going to ream me for that?
Well, I mean,
this girl's
nowadays,
younger than 18 to dress up as Playboy bunnies, let me tell you.
I was going to say, like, it's 7 they're dressing up as hookers nowadays. Look around. Go outside on Halloween.
Whatever that show's called.
Well, I think she was alluding to you being more predatory.
Madonna.
Was my feeling, Leo. She was trying to say that you were predatory in the sense that you're taking over this girl's mind and manipulating and controlling her. That's what I got.
No, she is very free. I don't choose her friends. She chooses her own friends. She is free to do whatever she wants.
All right. I mean, I believe you. I understand.
See,
everybody is
associating me with that Duffy guy, and that is like the worst stigma ever.
I mean, you are dating a a girl much younger than you, so you can see where they would make that leap. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, like Duffy, as far as I understood, he hadn't done anything illegal either. I mean, it was, I really didn't have a problem with him until he said mentoring. That's when I got creeped out. because to me, that, it's not so much the age. Everyone's all hung up on the age. Like Susie even said, you know, guys, we want perpetual 18-year-olds. That's just the way it is. But when it comes to it being predatory and your intent is to find a girl that can't really fend for herself and isn't worldly and she's young and eager, you could, as an adult, as someone in their 50s that's lived a long time, you could manipulate her easy. That's the charge.
But that's not the thing. See, I wasn't actively, I wasn't even looking for a girlfriend. It just happened.
Yeah.
It's one
I
of
mean,
those things where, you know, it happens.
Have you dated older women? Or is this kind of your pattern?
Oh,
or
absolutely.
Okay.
That, like, if Jenny would call back, I mean, we dated, God, 18 years ago?
And I think Jenny's on the line. Jenny, are you the ex-girlfriend of Leo?
I don't know if it's me talking about or not. There could have been another Jenny.
No,
he wouldn't bring
we
it
went
that
out
way.
Way back when.
I know, but I didn't know
that's
that you were talking about another Jenny.
Now, did Leo have you dress up like in schoolgirl uniforms or anything creepy?
No, I did that on my own.
Did he? Was his role-playing games like teacher and student? Tell me a little bit.
That
about
will
it.
Stay a secret.
Okay. See, well, she's defending
but
you. That's
Leo's
a good sign.
Well, no, Leo's a great guy. I've known him since I was 12 years old. We worked
uh-oh,
on our first
help,
film
Leo.
Together.
How old was Leo?
No. We were both younger.
Okay.
We worked
good
on our
thing.
First film together in 89.
Oh. All right,
and
so
that's
Leo,
how I met him. He was a foot soldier on the Ninja Turtles. And we just kept in touch all these years. He helped me make the decision to join the Navy because he's got family that are active duty. And he supported me 100%, even now. Anytime I need anything, I know I can call him, and he'll be right there for me.
All right. Well, I think that's a pretty good way to end the interview section, Leo. I mean, you know, everyone lobs stuff at you. Here's what we know. Even if she was 17, that's not illegal in your state. That needs to be on record. You guys have been together a long period of time. 5 years is a long period of time. You have dated older women. And there's no criminal record that I need to know about or sexual assault on an underage girl or anything you're leaving out, right?
Absolutely not.
Right. So, people aren't going to like when you date younger people. That's just the way it is. And I think that's because when women are even in their 40s, they're still, I mean, they're just bumbling idiots pretty much their whole life. Right, Susie? Right, Jen? And I'm muted, Susie. Sorry. So it's easy for them to say, like, Susie, how old are you, Susie?
33.
So you, at 33, you have trouble with logic and all those kinds of things just because you're female. So I can see, like, seeing a 17-year-old girl is, like, completely incapable of protecting herself, right? That's the fear.
Is it?
I'm asking from a woman's perspective. Why do women have such an issue?
I don't think it's such a big deal.
I don't either. Thank you.
Well, can I tell my quick little story about my 30-year-old?
Sure.
When I was 16, I did have a 30-year-old mentor that I willingly made out with. And, you know, when I look back, it really did bother me. But at the time, I definitely was into it. So I think when you mature, you realize what things are appropriate and not appropriate. But in the moment, I wasn't being abused in my head. Like, I was definitely into it. So I think at 16, you think you know, and I did make free choice. No one abused me. If I would have said, I don't want to kiss you, he would have stopped right away. But I had no problem with it. But as a 30-year-old, thinking about making out with a 16-year-old, I think that's disgusting. Like, I think it's wrong, and that the 30-year-old definitely should have said, but I can't do this because you're 16 years old. You don't know what you're doing. Because, you know, so looking back, I do feel a little violated in the sense that this was a leader, and now he's always going to want me.
I mean, as long as it's okay, as long as no one's creeped out that my son Cheetah is 22, that's what I'm really trying to get out from this interview. That's not weird to anybody, right?
it's you're married. That's the weird part right there.
That's what a Sanchita is. Der. Anyway, can we move on to the next segment? I have to pee.
Yeah, now let's move on.
Okay. Leo, you're welcome to stay on for the news. We got about 5 or 10 minutes. Has Weaver,
okay.
Dan called in?
I can't screen and do the news, so I don't see anyone else pushing one that's not screened. So.
All right, shit.
Dan,
all right,
if you're calling,
on.
Make sure you push one and send us your area code in the chat.
You got it. And, Leo, this is kind of tied together because there are new abortion laws in this country, and we thought it'd be perfect to have Leo Daniels on and Teen Mom and talk about what a shitty mother Janelle is and talk about this because what these new laws are, I'll let Jen read them, but basically they're making it more difficult to have an abortion in their own way, the new laws that passed in Texas and whatnot. And I'm actually totally pro-abortion. And I get in a lot of trouble because some of my listeners are conservative and religious. And I just want to make it very clear. My stance on abortion is that I believe a child neglected, much like how Jace is a damaging existence. And not saying that somebody couldn't work through their issues or have a meaningful life, but for the most part, let's be real, your parents don't love you, your parents don't want you, you're going to be a mess, and it's totally understandable. And to me, I almost view abortions as a mercy killing. And people get so mad at me when I say it, but it is absolutely true. If you are incapable of handling the responsibility of a child, obviously you should be on birth control or wearing condoms. You shouldn't be a fucking idiot. But if you're an idiot, and you find yourself in that situation, I don't think it's wrong if you're not capable of raising it. Because is it worse to put a baby out of its misery before it's born or leave it in the system its entire life to be neglected? So go ahead. There's Dan. Oh, you wanted to say something?
My thing is the late-term abortions. If you've gone that far and you haven't made up your mind, then go ahead and have it and let somebody adopt it that wants it.
I think that's good.
That's my only 2 cents worth.
I see Dan calling. I'm for abortions up until a child is 18 years of age, for the record.
All right, can I read the news before you guys make all your little...
Yeah, I'm going to open my door and pee on my balcony because I have to pee really bad, so I don't want to walk away from the show. So I apologize to everybody. I will be peeing in public. I hope my neighbors aren't watching. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh,
everything
my neighbor
is...
Right there.
Bigger in Texas, including their abortion restrictions. On July 18th, Governor Dick Perry signed Texas's abortion bill, and women's rights activists are not pleased. I thought this is true in most states, but the measure bans abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. That's 5 months pregnant. This is the age doctors, scientists, and humans have decided a fetus can feel pain. The second part of the bill requires abortion doctors to have hospital privileges at a hospital within 30 miles, while Governor Dick Perry says this is for the safety of the mother. It will cause numerous clinics to shut down and leave the poor, like the poor people, unable to travel to the legit clinics. Two questions. Is 5 months a fair amount of time for a woman to make a life choice? And will having limited access to clinics, like there will be about 5 cities right now in Texas, which is huge, having limited access to clinics result in the back alley abortions of our mother's and grandmother's history?
All right. Can you? I'm on the balcony urinating. Can you put Dan on here?
Yes.
Shake the basket out. It still goes. Hey, Leo, you're 52. When you pee, when you're done peeing, does it stop, or do you just keep peeing in yourself like I do? I call it old man drip. When I was young, everything was tight. You know what I mean? Like you'd stop and it's like valve off, and now it just keeps going. That's right. You have that too, right?
No, I don't.
Oh.
You need to
all
take
right,
that pill they advertise on late night TV.
All right, Dan, you're on the air. Now, Dan is very famous in our Twitter sphere because he is kind of a libtard, to be honest with you. But he is such a contrarian, and I love him because he actually does do his research. And I found him to be one of the more intelligent listeners I have. And we thought we could discuss this topic because, really, abortion should be discussed primarily by men, between men. I think everyone agrees with that, right?
Abortion should be discussed with men?
Hush up, Jen.
Yeah.
Why don't you do us a favor? Us men here are going to talk. Why don't you and Susie make us all a sandwich?
About vaginas and wombs. Thanks.
It's none of your business.
No, we're not talking about vaginas.
Yeah, this is a man's issue. So, sandwiches, what do you want, Dan? What do you want Jen to make you?
Turkey on rye.
Yeah, you're getting a tuna, bitch.
Sexy. So, Dan, yeah. Go ahead and here's what I understand. Basically, this is a masterstroke by Republicans who, you know, I am not a Republican. I have my issues with them. I find this kind of a brilliant PR move because they make it sound like, hey, we're going to make facilities safer for you to have abortions. So they sound all progressive and pro-abortion, but what they're really doing is they're shutting down, I think at the last count in Texas, it was 14 facilities are now not going to be able to perform abortions. So it's a minimum half hour to drive to some of these. 35% of Texas, the women aren't even able to make this drive. And so basically what they've done by saying, hey, we're making it safer for you to have abortion, they're basically making it harder. Is that basically what they're doing? And I said basically 10 times.
Yeah, that is really what they're doing. They're quiet, Jen. They're what?
That was Susie.
Jen, please. Men talking. Anyway,
Susie,
what they're doing is they've basically closed down the opportunity for women to get abortions relatively conveniently. And the other thing they've done is with that 20 week no, basically it's no. No exceptions. So life of the mother doesn't come into it. Babies that are going to be born, stillborn, found with, like, what they call late-term abortion, or they use the other horrible term. But the late-term abortion, a lot of times it's babies that don't have any brains, that don't have a heart. They're basically going to die when they come out, or they're already dead, and they're going to force women beyond that 20 weeks to continue to bring those children to term.
And you
what
support
is
this, Dan?
I'm sorry, Jen. Are you talking, Jen?
Yeah. talking to
but
Jake.
Do you guys support like someone carrying a sick baby that's not going to live with no brain? Like
no, absolutely not. But in Texas, that's what they're doing. After the 20 weeks, then there's no exceptions at all. So then women are forced to bring these fetuses to term.
So you have to
go
through
the process. Will Texas help pay for all this?
Oh no, the government money in the states doesn't go towards any abortions. So
well, here's my issue.
But will they pay for the children that these poor women can't get to these clinics?
No, these aren't going to be children. These are going to be stillborns. A lot of what happens with late term, it's not viable children generally that are late terms. It's no brain. Just something has gone really wrong, but it's too late for the body to turn it down, like to have a miscarriage.
So they have to
like
have
so
it
like
early
how,
on.
So like how you and Jake turned out, basically, like they would.
Yeah,
you
feel like us.
Shut that baby up, for Christ's sakes.
I wish you could. I'm
crying too. I'm getting ready to get my crier out too.
that happened to my friend who found out later in her pregnancy that all of the baby's organs were on the outside of its body, including its brain. It had a 0% chance of living. So obviously, terminating the pregnancy was the merciful thing to do, as you mentioned, Jake. And in a lot of cases. Protections now, if that happened, you would be forced to bring that baby to term, which this child would have lived inside my friend the entire pregnancy, but then would have died upon birth. So women are being forced to go full term with these kids they can't live.
I find that disgusting.
I mean,
what is the argument for that? That it's God's plan or some shit? I mean, who's okay with that?
Yeah,
why
basically that's what it is. It's a religious argument is what it is. And,
yeah.
And then they've brilliantly put in all that the ambulatory stuff to make it sound like it's safer, even though this kind of thing doesn't happen. Like when women have abortions, it's a pretty safe procedure. It's like people don't die on the table. They will in the back alleys like they used to, but when they go into these clinics, the clinics are safe. It's not an issue. And then they're also doing the vaginal probes too, and using
well, hold on,
that
let's
as
stick
an
with
excuse.
The first thing. So
yeah,
just
sure.
To be clear, they. If you show that your kid's going to be a tard, like an eggshell, no brain.
nicer words, Jake.
Right, and I'm using the clinical terms. Your kid's got and organs on the outside of the body. Like, how do you even deliver that without it tearing all its livers off when it comes out your vag?
They probably
have
to have a C-section, I think.
That's what happened to Rev Run's wife. She found out the same thing my friend found out, but she chose to go full term, hoping for a miracle. And, of course, the baby died.
Yeah, I mean, it's a parasite at that point.
Of course.
I mean, honestly, it's a giant tapeworm. Okay, well, that's ridiculous. So the next thing is this vaginal probe, which I know totally sounds hot, but it isn't. Well, that's what they do is they make you listen to the heartbeat of the child, right, before if you're going in for an abortion.
I don't know if that's necessarily in Texas. I know they do it in other states, but that's kind of what the vaginal probe is. Basically, it's got no medical reason to do it, not for an abortion. There are reasons to use it. It's generally used for finding cancer and cysts and things like that up in that all those little lady bits. But when it comes to abortion, it's just another way to it's another roadblock in the way. So then you have to book the appointment. You have to go in and do it. It's intrusive. It's just wrong.
I don't have a problem. I thought the vaginal probe was the heartbeat. My mistake. I don't have a problem with a woman going in for an abortion and being forced to listen to the heartbeat. I actually like that. I think it does.
Why, Jake? I mean, it's a pretty hard decision. I know there's people that probably make it loosely, like one in a million, but for most people, it's a hard decision. You really think forcing them to hear a heartbeat's going to help things?
Well, I mean, I put it this way. It's a hard decision, you said it. So what's the point of making it an easier decision? It's a difficult decision. It's literally life and death. It should be a hard decision. And you should have to think about every possible outcome.
That makes it harder.
That's fine. I mean, it should be next to impossible of a decision to make. And at that point, once you've gone there, you've taken it all the way in your head, and you run every hypothetical. If after that you still want to have an abortion, then really nothing's going to convince you. And then you should do it.
Yeah, it's emotional. It's emotionally hijacking the whole situation, though. If a woman's going in because she was raped or incest or something like that, and being forced to listen to the heartbeat, now you're making it an emotional issue, where if you hear that heartbeat, you associate the heartbeat with something that's alive and living in a person, and then it's extremely hard to make that decision at that point, even though the decision should be made ahead of time, especially if you're raped or incest or there's other reasons to do it, but those are probably the two that are the most manipulative they're forcing people into.
But it is an emotional decision, as it should be.
Sometimes it should be a financial decision,
too. But to make it, you need to make it, I think, and it, healthy or not, I think sometimes it's healthy to emotionally disconnect. So to make that decision, I think sometimes you might need to emotionally disconnect a bit. And to force you to hear a heartbeat, how many more kids do you want in this world, Jake?
She's just listening
to
Susie's
all
kid
these,
crutch.
You have to listen.
Don't cut it out.
That's,
you
know,
all
saying.
These unwanted
they
should
have to listen
children.
To the bad stuff, too. They should have to listen to my kid fucking crying for the last hour. And the heartbeat, and weigh those two things, because
that's a good
whenever
point.
You're listening to the heartbeat, you're fetishizing the fetus, in my opinion, because that is not reality.
And
why are you and Jake even having a say in this anyway? You guys aren't the ones that have to have an abortion.
Well, I mean, when you think about
I'm
it,
I'm
going to
hang up
because
I can't stop my kids.
Oh, no, stay on the line, Susie.
Yeah, we don't mind screaming babies for the abortion talk. It helps. It's making
Susie,
my
this
point.
Is important that you listen to this conversation that we're having, so you can be informed and make a good decision should something come along that lines at some point in the future.
Yeah, and that's
the
answer to your question.
The reason
Jen.
We're having this conversation, Jake and I, more than the girls, is that's the conversation that's really happening in all the houses in throughout each of the states where they're making all these laws. It's a bunch of old men making these rules and not bringing women into the conversation.
Do you think it's something, this is a question, and I know that there's the issue of the dad thing, but let's put that aside for a minute. Do you think because women are the ones that carry the baby, period, and it's a very intrusive event to be pregnant, trust me, three times, do you think if we made it where it's just women's decision that women would be happy, or do you think it wouldn't really change much? Or?
Well, women can never be happy. We have to know that going in. That's an impossible.
I just wonder if men having a say really affects things or not. Like,
I don't know. Honestly, I think men should have a say, especially like a father should have a say.
Absolutely.
But that's more of a personal thing. I think a couple should come to a decision. But even in that decision, I think it's kind of an 80-20 kind of thing. Like, she's going to make the decision, and he gets to kind of put in his 2 cents and hope that he can persuade her one way or the other, depending on which way he's leaning. But really, it's her decision. It's her body. It's her that has to go through the whole thing.
This is where I disagree with you, Dan. To me, it is the man and woman involved. Neither can have a baby on their own. So it is a 50-50 proposition. And while women are the incubators, and they do have control
it's not just the incubator.
The tank.
Boy.
I mean, you're like, you keep the chickens warm, so to speak, in the incubator. But at the end of the day, it's 50-50 you and 50. Unless you're real brother and you think it's just the dad or just the mom, the bottom line is it's 50-50. So here's the solution. First of all, yeah, me and Dan were trying to be funny and make the point that this should be a conversation that everybody should have, not just men and not just women. That's the point of our comedy bit. That was a comedy bit, by the way, guys. The bottom line is this is a conversation everybody should be involved with because it takes everybody to make a damn child. It takes everyone to raise a child. So I reject both sides. I reject people saying it's old white men making these laws without women because that's not necessarily true. There it is a little
bit. It is 100% true on law.
Quit talking.
Yeah,
sandwich. Sandwich. Make me a sandwich.
I agree with Jen.
All right. Well, you too would. No, I mean, I know what you're saying. Women definitely should have a say. Here's the deal. Here's what I'm going to throw out. This is now me, and I'm with you, Susie and Jen. I'm going to put a little negotiation ploy on the table. My chips are in. Here's what I'm saying. If you guys want to say it's our body and our right, and it's our decision, which I think is a horribly selfish, horrible thing to say. In fact, if a man said that, you guys would jump on him like crazy. I say if you go ahead and do
it. No, if you want to cut your balls off, I'd be really excited. But go on, sorry.
Just imagine if men said it's our sperm, so we made the baby. It's our choice. You have no say. You'd be as mad as we are. So here's what I'm saying: if you want to go ahead and make the decision to abort, and the man doesn't want to, I say you should have to pay him sort of the absence of child support. You should have to make monthly payments the rest of his life because you basically killed his child. And if you do that, if you agree to that, then I'd say it's your decision. What do you think about that?
That's the most ridiculous thing you've ever said, and that's saying something.
I mean, we could talk numbers. It would depend on what kind of money you make. But we have to pay fucking child support when we didn't want the damn kid. So it's like, here's the thing. You abort it, we're off the hook. You keep it, we have to pay for it. We have no say. So then I'm saying, look, let's meet 50-50. You have as much. You have all the say, but then you've got to pay. All
right, well, Shangi agrees with you, and he's on hold.
Of course he
really
does. Let's go
to
Shangi,
there.
Because Shangi is one of the last bastions of
honesty. Hopefully he can get it out in more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, Shangi, pretend you're
right
on fast forward.
On this one.
Everyone try not to fall asleep when Shangi talks. Go ahead, Shangi.
I agree with Jake on this one, because we are expected to pay for child support even though we aren't a part of the decision-making process as soon as a woman gets pregnant. The decision is taken right out of our hands.
I love this.
There's
supreme
decisions in your hands
you.
When it's in a condom. There you go. There's your decision-making process.
The Supreme
Court. Put an
Court
aspirin in your
condom. Break.
Sorry, Susie.
Let Susie speak.
I'm just trying to say that the Supreme Court disagreed with you because the women have a built-in disincentive to engage in unprotected sex because they know they're going to have to potentially carry this child through pregnancy, whereas men don't have that built-in disincentive. So the Supreme Court determined that you're wrong about that.
Yeah, well, the Supreme Court can suck my fucking dick on.
I have a kind of a different take on this.
If men don't want to be fathers and they want to walk away, you call us deadbeats and say, no, you have to pay. But if we want to be fathers and you want to go ahead and kill your baby, you say, well, fuck you. It's my body, my choice. And that is selfish.
I agree. You can't
have
your
kids. Well, then marry these girls before you get them pregnant, then.
Well,
you know,
why do we have
you
to marry
a better
them?
Chance. You just have a better chance of them not wanting to kill your baby if it's not a one-night stand, you know, like if they can trust you and know you to have their baby. I doubt very many people in true committed relationships have an abortion.
So why
I know
do we
it
have
happens.
To pay for these babies if we don't even have a decision?
Because you didn't use a rubber. Bottom line, it's called
responsibility,
period.
Well, what if we didn't
period.
Use rubber and it broke? And, like, what if somebody
okay,
lied
giant
about
cock
their
man.
Birth?
That's,
and why aren't you
just,
swallowing, Jen?
That's just a lack
preventive.
Of responsibility. That's a complete lack of responsibility. That's putting responsibility on somebody else. The moment you decide to have sex with a woman or a woman decides to have sex,
you can get pregnant.
You've made the decision that you're okay with having a baby. It's not like anybody in the world knows.
No, that is not true at all. That is fucking bullshit.
It is true because...
No.
Do you know where babies come from?
Because you had sex doesn't mean you sign a contract that, yeah, I want to be a daddy. That's fucking bullshit.
Answer the question. Do you know where babies come from?
Yeah, boom, you fucking jackass.
Okay. So if you know where babies come from and you decide to have sex with a woman, then you're making the decision
that
you're okay with having a baby.
Hold on, one at a time. One at a time. And Leo, are you still there? You're awfully quiet. Are you terrified?
I'm just listening.
All right, you got it.
But you've made the decision as a thoughtful human being that you're okay with having a child.
Okay,
you're going to have sex with somebody because you know what the ultimate result can be. And you know what the laws are. I mean, you know more than anybody.
And here's
what the
and
laws are as far as your responsibility.
And here's
my
reply.
You're making that decision.
By your logic, we shouldn't allow women to use birth control then. Because by having sex, they have signed a contract saying they are okay with having a baby.
No,
so why
yeah, but they're also okay with not having a baby. They decide to have birth control. But if the birth control doesn't work, which does happen very rarely, but it does
which
happen.
Which was my point about condoms breaking.
Well, yeah, but you
doesn't happen
you still
unless
have
you're
the
like a black
result.
Man.
whatever.
That's racist.
No.
Oh, I love
I'm sorry, they're big, right?
That's a stereotype.
But there's no white man, or I've been with a lot of varieties, and no one's broken one.
Me too.
So, and all sizes, trust me.
All right, Jen, thank you for your input. All right, let's bring some semblance here. Here's the deal. Everyone here knows how to make a baby. Everyone here knows what's involved. Everyone here should be taking personal responsibility for themselves and where they stick or what they stick in. And everybody should be involved in a discussion and decision that is an emotional and complex decision about whether or not to keep the child or not. That's why this is such a big topic in this country. It's really quite simple. It takes both of you to make a baby. It should take both of you to raise it. It should take both of you to kill it. I think it's a really simple solution. Now, if the guy's off and doesn't know about it, he's not the father, you're not married, and he's not going to know, fine, go take care of it. Don't tell him. That's different, entirely different scenario than the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the case where a man wants to keep the child. He wants to be a father, and the woman says, it's my body, it's my decision. I find that disgusting. And to me, and Changi agrees, that is the flip side argument of her saying, if you don't raise the baby, you have to pay. It's the same thing. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. And I don't know why that is met with such force from you crazy ladies whenever I say it. And Susie actually went so far as to say it was the dumbest thing I've ever said, and I don't see how it's done. You guys should have to pay. You should do a wrongful death, and you should have to pay every month for killing our kid. I don't see what's so crazy about that. In the scenario
really
I laid
don't.
Out. No, the scenario I'm laying
it's
out.
Fair.
Like for what? For therapy? Like because you're so sad?
Yeah. Fuck, we have to pay for you when we divorce you because you got accustomed to a lifestyle. You don't hear us bitching about that.
I
yeah, you killed
go.
Our
my
kid.
My kid's crying, but you are ridiculous. I can't even tell you.
How turned on are you right now by me? Be honest.
I want to see if we can break a condom together.
We could. We
okay, bye,
could.
Guys. I got to go.
Right. Shut that kid up, for Christ's sake. I mean...
I think the babies were perfect, though, just so she knows, for this show
yeah.
with all the baby talk. It was great.
I do love it. And I love that me and Dan decided to talk without including you. I thought that was humorous. That was Dan's idea. But bottom line, seriously.
I like Dan. Dan's able to talk and not, you know, name call. He did pretty good.
You've been wrong about Dan from the start, for the record.
I have been. I will say
yeah.
that. But I still won't try to argue with him because it gets annoying.
Well, Ben,
stop
I mean,
being wrong.
Okay. This is a, I mean, here's what we got. Abortion is not against the law. Okay, we've already been here as a country. So you can have abortion. Okay,
but they're trying
waiting.
To go backwards to make it that way again. You see that happening.
I do
you
see that.
I mean,
this Texas thing is brilliant play by them, and I don't mean that in a good way. It's just, it's a smart strategy. But to make this a religious issue is ridiculous as well, because here's the next thing I'll say. Until that baby's able to fend for itself, it's a fucking parasite. It's a parasite. It's not a human life. When it can function on its own outside of the mom, then it's a human. Before that, it's a worm that eats half your food. It's a giant tapeworm.
To you, but to someone who's been trying to get pregnant forever.
I'm just saying, scientifically speaking, when it's a zygote and it looks like a little peanut, with a big alien eye and little fucking crabby fish claws or whatever the hell they look like. It's not a human being. It's just not. It's a fetus. Now, you know, this to me, if you will go get a... if there's a... Okay, I'm lost my way. I'm sorry. Coffee's kicking in. Just, it's a fucking parasite.
Over 20,
kill it.
Over 24 weeks, about, they can live outside the womb. So you're saying that's about the time...
Yeah, I'm okay with that. After 24 weeks, you should have to keep it. I'm okay with that. If you're telling me it can survive
That's exactly where I am.
Okay, so we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I am. But the whole thing with having to be within 30 miles and all that stuff, they should just leave that alone.
Well, it does seem to me that, I mean, well, the way that the Republican mind works, and again, I have a lot of Republican friends, but there always is class war that they try and deny, and this is sort of a class war move, because if you make everything more expensive and further away, then you are alienating people that can't do it. Now, I don't make excuses for poor people that shouldn't be having babies. If you can't afford to feed yourself, you shouldn't have a kid. So I understand the conservative view on this. It makes sense to say, well, fuck it, don't get pregnant. But that's just not a realistic view of the world. Stupid people fuck, and stupid people get pregnant, poor or rich or drunk or Janelle. It happens all the time.
And they don't want to pay for contraceptives either. So they're fighting from both ends.
Right. And it should be this simple. Birth control should be covered for women. Condoms should be covered for men. And by covered, I mean it should be free. And up to 22 weeks, you should be able to do whatever you want. After 22 weeks, now, remember, here's the caveat. If it is brain-dead, eggshell, tarred baby with no brains or organs outside, then you should be able to kill it at any point. Because that's what you do in nature. You know, like, if you have a baby and you birth it and its organs and liver and heart are there floating on it, you're going to just leave it on the hillside. That's what we've done for hundreds of thousands of years. I'm fine with that, for the record. Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Well, you have Rob and Marv on hold that really want to talk.
Oh, okay. Let's go to Rob. Thank you, Mad Changi, for your call. Rob, are you calling to talk to Dan or about babies?
To Leo. Listen, No, not to Leo. I was calling to talk about babies. I just find it a little absurd and against your message of people being pussified. I'm listening to these women, like, about this Texas thing. Isn't it a little bit ridiculous? Like, wow, I got pregnant. I got to drive an extra amount of time to get this sucked out of my twat. Wow, I got to listen to my baby's heartbeat before I'm sucked out of my twat. Give me a fucking break. You know, it's all absurd to me.
I'm with you. I mean, again, I can see both
sides
of this.
There's poor people, though. You got to understand, there's people that can't drive far. And do you really want those people that have no means to be having children?
I don't know. I guess. What about back in the days? Like, you know, going back to the way life is supposed to be before there were abortion clinics. I mean, people
had
to
shove hangers up their vaginas.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what poor people can do. If you can't drive to an abortion clinic, then just stick the fucking wire hanger up. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm with Rob. I've been
convinced.
He's
absolutely
right.
Have you not seen Dirty Dancing, you freak? Dirty Dancing. She gets like some back alley abortion and dies, and that's real world stuff right there.
You know what? The world isn't fair, and poor people. You know, they've got a hard go at it. But he's right.
Lifetime. I mean, people get back. Cancer, and they have to drive hours to get to a cancer center. I mean, come on. Those
seriously,
can't
fuck
even
poor people. But really, I mean, part of it is
you'll
kind
be paying.
True.
You'll be paying for those kids, just so you know. Like that's
not if they abort them.
No, if they can't get to the abortion clinic because they're poor, they're obviously going to need, you know, funding. So you're going to be paying for their kid for the next 18
years. How much is a wire hanger these days? I mean, how much does it cost? You can go to Costco, get like a pack of 50. How about this,
Rob? You guys are disgusting.
How about this for a business idea? You know, food trucks are all the rage now. But once everything's the rage, it's too late for you to get into it. Like, we won't make money if we start a food truck. But we could do a traveling abortion truck. And we go around and we'll find these women in Texas that are poor and we'll just do roadside abortions. And here's the thing. I mean, yeah. And seriously, you know, again, you don't have to abort your kid with a wire hanger either. There are all sorts of ways. Like, you can fill a bathtub up with boiling hot water, do 100 sit-ups, and then have your man punch you in the stomach. That works. Also drinking
Dave,
a lot.
David Arnott's recommending a Dyson vacuum because they never lose suction.
That's true. Dysons are very advanced these days, but poor people can't afford a Dyson. Those are like $250 for a fucking vacuum. Please.
Well, you can go into a Costco and use one of theirs.
I'm just saying, most poor people can afford alcohol because they're all alcoholics. That's why they're poor. So just keep drinking, and the baby, you can just flush it out, right?
Keep drinking.
What other ways are there, Jen?
I'm not sure because I've never really tried to abort a child that way ever. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess you could go underwater as long as possible, just keep cutting off oxygen.
Yeah, I think
that's a good idea. Yeah.
You know, see, that's the thing with Republicans. This is how you have to fight the Republicans. You've got to play them at their own game. Anyway, I think it's tragic.
I don't know what the governor's trying to do, though, because it really will limit access, and that's going to result in back-alley type abortions for the poorer ones, and it's going to, well, I don't know, maybe that isn't so bad because it will ultimately end in the two of them. That's
right.
What happens.
That's one less poor person that we have to feed and clothe. It actually seems
perfect. And then it'll meet your needs, Jake. There you go.
This is why Republicans are brilliant, because they don't even hide their class warfare. They're just like, look, I'm going to starve you out until you die. It's brilliant. Now I'm switching my ticket. I'm full-on Republican now. I see their brilliance. Marvin. I believe this is Marvin. Thank you, Rob, for your call. Marvin, you're on the air. Hello?
Am I there?
Hey, yeah, how are
Hello?
You?
Hello?
We're going long today.
I got disconnected and then I came back. You're crazy, Jake.
Thank you. I'm not sure what I said.
Parasites?
It is a parasite, technically. Think about it.
No,
think
it's a fetus. It's a zygote.
Well,
I am thinking about it. It's not a parasite. A parasite is like an invading biological organism that gets into
like
your body and either causes problems or doesn't.
Like a fetus?
No, not like a fetus. You can't step in dirt and get pregnant. You can step in dirt and get tapeworms, or maybe not tapeworms, some kind of worms.
I've used
but
the word
you,
alien. Like, they feel like an alien, like feeding off of me, taking from me.
I think when you go to the doctor to get a tapeworm removed, you should have to listen to its heartbeat before you make the full decision.
Actually,
because that is a lie.
They're actually worms. They're fungi, but that's
hey,
cool too.
It is a parasite.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion. It's a parasite. I think it's the word parasite. It just seems so cold and callous. So I think that's why I freak people out when I say that. I'm just saying.
But isn't that why you say it? Isn't that
well,
why you
it's
say
because,
it?
Because
you can't
it is
call
not,
it a parasite and want people to listen to their heartbeat at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah
no, I mean,
sense.
It's a parasite that's going to grow up to be a beautiful, wonderful, special person in the eyes of the
Well,
Lord.
Maybe. It could grow up
right.
to be Hitler. You don't know.
See, this
so
is my
head,
is what I'm trying to say.
Somewhere between 20 and 24 weeks, they go from parasite to beautiful, wonderful human.
Well, no,
yeah.
This is
okay,
my point.
Let's
see, now we're locking it in. Here's the deal. Most people aren't special. Most people are just kind of fucking just sucking off the collective tit. They're ruining it for the rest of us. I don't have a problem with less people being born.
Whose tit
for
are
me,
you sucking off, Jake?
Well, that's a whole different conversation. No, but seriously.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, no, it was very good. Seriously, though.
Yeah,
everyone wants to act like a baby or a fetus is this fucking wonderful, special thing, and it should be. It's just a parasite at first. And it can be born into something beautiful. It can be born to be a douchebag. I mean, the point is, why is it something that we have to treat so beautifully and wondrous when it's just a fucking fetus? Why does that freak people out?
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know, but listen. If you call the fetus a parasite, okay, you're kind of like all over the map. You're like, it's a parasite. Let the women use hangers. Don't help anybody.
What's wrong
everybody's
with any of that?
Just sucking off the tit of the government. I mean, you're all over the map, but you're not being human. You're not humanizing the
serious.
Issue. You're dehumanizing the issue. Kind of is what I feel like.
I'm just having fun. I'll be very serious. No, it's something that should be taken a lot more serious in this country than it is. Childbirth is really the highest thing you can do as a person. I believe this. I believe procreating and being a responsible parent is better than, it's more impressive to me when someone does it right than Steve Jobs or a billionaire or the president. To me, being
yeah,
a good parent is the
Bill
number one
Steve
thing.
Jobs and Bill Gates are dead. They're dead. They're gone. But their children can carry on, so they've left
right.
a legacy.
Right, but really, that's how you solve the world's crisis in every issue is you raise better kids than you. And then the world gets better. It's a simple solution. It's something I talk about every week. So I'm mostly joking. It's just if it's going to be a kid that's going to be neglected, if it's going to be a kid that's not going to be treated properly, to me, that's worse than not ever being born.
Do you think Justin Bieber should have been aborted?
No, not Justin Bieber, but like, you know, everyone uses Hitler, for example. You know, I don't see anyone would have an issue if we go back in time and abort him and his mother's womb. The thing is, everybody reacts so emotional to abortion, which is why I'm making the big jokes about wire hangers and all that stuff. The truth is,
yeah, I know.
It's just clinical, and it shouldn't be looked at as so terrifying and terrible of an act.
I think
it's
only clinical to some people, though. There's so many people that are true, or even me. Like, any pregnancy I have, I'm going to keep. I can tell you that right now. But there's some, you know, and there's people who have fertility issues. So to them, being 6 weeks pregnant means they have a human in their future. Like, they don't see that as just a clinical little embryo, fetus, whatever the names you want to call it. They see that as their baby. Like, when I'm pregnant the whole time, I say, my baby, my baby, my baby.
Right.
So there are people that connect to it emotionally immediately. So
I
think that's where there's an issue. You know?
And you would hope that that's what happens. And to me, that's a good sign that that's going to be a responsible parent. Somebody that views it as a parasite, they should kill it. That's what the point I'm trying to make. Maybe I wasn't clear. If you're talking about, oh, there's this beautiful life form in me, then don't get an abortion.
Right.
Don't do it. No one's forcing you to abort your kid. But if you're like, oh, man, this little fucking parasite, man, I can't drink and do a bunch of blow and sucks coke off strippers' assholes.
Or maybe go to college. Maybe go to college and get your life in order. And, you know, you don't have to be like a total loser to want to have an abortion. You can also have a fetus that is born without that is not developing right.
Right.
There's a myriad of reasons why a woman would choose to have an abortion, and only women should have a say as to whether that's legal or not. And I think that might sound crazy, but I don't think men should be able to say shit about whether a woman should get an abortion or not, unless he's a doctor and he's the one performing it. But anyway,
if Cher could call in right now,
she'd put us all in our place, because she's a real strong advocate for what is it, pro-life, and then there's...
Is she pro-life?
No, she's not. The other one.
Cher sucks.
What's the other one?
Pro-choice.
Pro-choice, yes.
Dude, let's wrap this shit show up. Here's the deal. If you are, let me just say it really clear, Jake Pentland, Truth Hammer time. If you are incapable of being a responsible and loving and nurturing parent, do not have children. You don't have to have children. You don't have to do it. No one's making you do it. If you get pregnant and you don't want to, kill it.
They are making you over 20 weeks, so...
Then kill it before 20 weeks. So find out soon, girls, and then go get fucking bus fare for the 35-mile drive and kill it. Because the truth is, here's the thing no one's talking about. There are millions of kids in the foster care system. Millions. There are millions of kids that will never, ever have a parent's love, and they're going to have to deal with that their whole life. And to me, that is far worse than smashing the brains of a parasite. Seriously. Fucking mash it with whatever.
Well, I know a guy who has a child, and he's getting a common law divorce, and he was raised in the system. He never had a parent that cared for him, and he is the most wonderful dad you would ever meet. Now,
I'm not saying kill foster kids,
Marvin.
I'm not saying kill foster kids.
I'm sorry, what?
I didn't say kill all the foster children. In fact, they should let gays adopt, and they should give them all the foster kids.
I know, but if he had been killed instead of allowed to grow up in a foster home, then he wouldn't be here.
Right. So
you
what?
Know? Yeah.
He wouldn't be here.
I know.
Big deal.
I don't know.
No, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, so what? He wouldn't be here. But did he cure cancer? Did he invent the airplane or anything?
Nobody's great.
What's that?
No. What have you done, though, Jake? Are you saying you should
I'm not pregnant. I'm not having a child.
They're saying I'm nuts in the chat room. What have I said that's nuts?
Of course you're nuts. You said women should only have a say, and that I'm all over the
map.
No,
they're talking about other stuff, Marv.
I'm sorry, I should have told you.
You're multifaceted in the faceted.
In the chat room, they don't pay attention to the show, so that's just they just talk amongst themselves.
okay.
All right, we're out of control. Here's the deal. Again, final words. It is much more cruel to neglect a living child than to remove it before it's a functional human being. That's my opinion, and I will stand by that to the day I die. And I don't think that should be met with any sort of argument, or no one should be upset. Maybe my word parasite seems cruel and callous. I understand that. But really, I mean, if how far back do you want to go? You say it's a living thing. Well, sperm's living. When I jerk off on a fucking T-shirt, nobody's crying over my T-shirt saying, that's baby's life. And it's
oh,
sperm.
I'm
it's
sorry,
little.
But Jesus
well,
is crying.
Well, at one time, people
thou
probably were saying
spill.
Stuff like that.
They probably were, and that's my point. Everyone looks at it like, oh, it's jizz. It's just jizz. We call it jizz. No one thinks that it's like a million and a half humans in there floating around in my sock drawer. That's my point. It's living. You watch a porno for 30 seconds, they're just shooting baby batter on people's faces. That's what they do now. It's like part, it's the money shot. It's a prop. But it's a human baby. I could be saying, oh, it's a human baby. It's a human life. No, I'm watching a woman get plastered in the face and jerking it. That's just the way
so
it is.
Are
so,
you joking when you say that you're going Republican?
Oh, absolutely joking. I will never go Republican. I am very conservative.
Okay, because I was going to say Republicans, they want live babies so they can grow up to be dead soldiers. And that's George Carlin quote.
I like that.
From Crazy Mark.
My issue with Republicans is economical. I don't have a lot of issues with them politically. It's mostly economical. But I do not think this should be a religious discussion whatsoever. And that's why I'm using the term parasite again. You view it as medical. There's no reason to put any sort of Jesus or God on it. It's a fucking parasite.
Right.
Just like my jizz and my T-shirt is baby batter crust. It's just, it's not
okay.
A thing. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Does it make sense?
Right, they're parasites, fetuses, semen, and jizz.
Don't forget, baby batter crust.
See, people go, what is this Jake Pellin show? This is the Jake Pellin show right here. This is what I do. It makes sense. Everyone wants to get mad at me because the words I choose, and they freak out, and they get all emotional, and they call in all pissed off, and then they don't listen to the fact that I'm making very much sense. It's a fucking worm. It's a worm, people. It's not going to cure cancer. All right, Leo.
Actually, they could. You could actually maybe cure cancer with stem cells. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's a good point. See, they're better. They're worth more dead than they are alive because of stem cells. Even more reason to snip them out.
Well, we can't even use the word they.
Oh, whoops, I accidentally muted you. What'd you say?
I said we can't even use the word they because they don't exist yet. They're not even
exactly.
They're not born. They're not. They haven't developed past the parasite point. So
thank you. See you.
Okay, I'm going to let you guys wrap or go.
Thank you, Marvin. All right, Leo. I can't believe you stayed on for that. I would expect. What's that?
Is Stand With Texas Women for or against abortion?
Is what?
Stand With Texas Women. Would you say that would be for or against abortion?
I don't know what you mean by stance with.
I think they're
okay.
Against. The
there's a woman wearing a T-shirt.
Against.
There's a woman wearing a T-shirt and it says Stand With Texas Women and it has the state of Texas on it. I was just wondering if this woman is for or against abortion.
She's probably for it if she's making it a woman's issue, honestly. That would
okay.
Be my guess.
She
because
has,
otherwise you would say.
She has her 7-year-old child holding a sign that says, if I wanted the government in my womb, I would fuck a senator.
Wow. Well, there you
I
go.
I like that.
Yeah, look on my Twitter. I posted the picture. There's three kids and the mother.
That's disgusting to me, honestly. I mean, kids should not be politicized until, you know.
No, not at all. I agree 100%.
But I
see, she should have
shirt.
Aborted. You would, Jen. You're terrible. No, but I mean, this is the other issue I have, is that, you know, when you make it a woman's issue and government against us, that you're already being really emotionally reactive and you're missing the point. And I'm not saying there aren't people.
Well, that's
the
whole thing. They try to separate us. They try to use the them against us thing instead of everybody use your brain and come to your own conclusion.
Yeah, it's. Just, I mean, this is where I agree with the Republican conservative approach. They're basically like the old aspirin in the knees. Like, if you don't want to get pregnant, then don't get pregnant. And it's straightforward, and it makes liberals so angry. But it's straightforward. It's like don't do it. If you're not capable of raising the kid, don't have sex, unprotected sex. It's straightforward and logical, and it's true. But on the flip side, where they're wrong is that they start missing it in with God and higher calling, and it's bullshit. It's a legal issue. It's a government issue, and we've already decided that we're okay with it, so let it go. And I can side with the left on that. Like, Jesus Christ, we've already been through this. Everyone here has agreed. It's done. It's Supreme Court ruled. Let's move on. And I think that's it. I think that's a fair compromise. So under 20 weeks, have to listen to the heartbeat. I'm okay with that. I don't think that making a woman listen to the heartbeat is cruel. I think she should listen to the heartbeat. And then after that, if she still wants to snip it out, snip it out. The other thing is, I'm sick of hearing that it's only a woman's issue, because it does take both of us to make a baby. And I think it's disgusting that women act like it is just all about their body. It's very selfish. It's both of us. So everybody here is out of fucking control. Everybody on every side is wrong, except for Jake Pentland of The Jake Pentland Show. Leo, I wanted to say thank you for calling in. I hope the callers were not too rough on you. But they
weren't. Oh, they weren't rough at all, except for the one lady that couldn't get through her head that way back, I can't change the past.
Yeah. And we know that, you know, again, good luck to you, man. Again, thank you. I have nothing more to say. I want to thank all our callers. Jen, you are awesome, as usual.
Oh, thank you. You too,
Jen. Are you there? Were you
muted? Oh, I'm here.
All right, well, let's
I'm
wrap.
Not, I'm not muted.
No. Do we want to wrap it up? That was a slow starting show. A lot of people, I'm sure, probably quit because I was going very slow with Leo, but it's kind of my approach. You want someone to be comfortable before you have people call.
I know. You are very mentory with him.
Well, I mean, you know, Leo's been nothing but kind to me. Every exchange I've had with him since the Duffy interview has been professional, and you know, I base my opinions off what I see. And I got a lot of DMs about him being a pedophile and pictures of girls with teddy bears, and to me, I'll talk to him. I mean, I'm not saying that he, you know, he could be lying to me today. I don't know. It's just, it's been my way and always will be my way to judge a person by what they do and say, and to give them the benefit of the doubt until something else comes up. If any of you have proof or evidence that you want to send me, feel free.
Yeah, Jake wants pictures, please. Of
yeah, but not of underage girls. That is not attractive to me at all, for the record. So, yeah, I know a lot of people, when I recommend the show, they're going to be like, yeah, I didn't make it past the 10, 15 minutes. Fuck off. This was an excellent show. So just fast forward, like Sparkles always does. Anything else, Jen?
No, I think we're all set. I mean, have babies, make love, not war, and abort.
Yeah, abortion is America. This is America. It's your right to abort. Seriously, fucking government, get out of our bodies. You know, on that side, I'm also. I should have said, you know, it's weird to me that Republicans always talk about small government and states' rights, but yet they want government to literally legislate our genitals. I can't think of anything more
intrusive. Can we just change the words from government to men, and then I think we'll all be dealing with reality then. I think that's the biggest problem. If it was all women making these laws, I don't think women would have as much problem with it. But it's all men making laws about women, and that's the biggest issue.
Well, then women, you know, if you think that's true, which I don't, then get in government. Quit bitching and go out and go get a fucking job. Run for office.
Well, I don't have a problem. I use birth control when I need to. I'm married. So I think you could solve abortion by being responsible, period. That's the bottom line.
I got you. I agree. And, you know, and then look at Janelle and Janae, Jace, whatever it's
called. Except for rape, I get that incest. That's a given. So, anyway.
Well, you shouldn't have incested kids. Seriously. Like, it's a fucking same gene pool. It's going to be retarded and play the banjo. That shouldn't even be your choice. If you're incested, like, it should be killed. Like, it should, by law. Like, they should come and just shoot it right in the head at any age. Because it's going to be retardo. The Glee guy killed himself.
Yes, he did. I wonder if he was inbred.
No, but I just want to say that
no,
that's
they,
one
it's
down.
Not suicide. They don't know why he's gone.
It's suicide. He OD'd on drugs. That's suicide. Right?
Well, we don't call it suicide anymore. We call it accidental overdose. Be careful with your wording.
It's fucking retarded, because here's the deal. You overdose on drugs, it's suicide. It's suicide. Think about it.
Well, in Janis Joplin's days, we called it an overdose or some, you know, suicide, a drug overdose. Now it's called accidental overdose because they didn't mean to. They just had too much.
How do you know they didn't mean to?
We don't know, but I just know that that's the nice way to say it so their family feels better.
I mean, if you find a body on the ground and a gun in their hand and a bullet hole in their head, you know, it's possible they were spinning the gun and doing tricks and shot themselves, but it's going to be ruled a suicide every time they put something in their body, which is a bullet that killed them. I think drugs should be treated no different. It's absolute suicide. But the important thing I do want to say about that is one down. How many Glee cast members are there?
I don't know. I'll ask my husband later, but I'm not sure.
Let's say 10. One down, 9 to go, because the more that fucking people kill themselves off that show, the less I have to watch that piece of crap. So I'm sad
that
he
died. You're a horrible person.
I mean, I'm sad when anyone ODs, but first of all, he's an actor, so they only count like as half people to me, because they're already... No offense, Leo. there's something wrong with them because they're actors. And then this is totally self-induced and suicide, so I'm not going to feel sorry for him. He's a fucking idiot. Don't ingest copious amounts of heroin if you don't want to die. And thirdly, it means Glee might have seen its final days, and I will celebrate that forever because that's the worst show ever on television. All right.
Wait,
show,
one more
Jen.
Question. How do you sleep at night?
What's that?
How do you sleep at night?
Like a prince. I sleep like a prince because I know that I'm doing my part to make this world a better place. And merely by calling things out as they are, seeing the truth objectively for what it is, and not allowing my panties to get in a bundle and make it all about government versus my vagina and my emotions, I just look at it cold, hard facts. And that's why I sleep
well. Well, just don't celebrate the death of sad people or fetuses, and I think you'll be all right.
Why, though? Jen, this guy's a fucking drug addict loser. He's already been in rehab multiple times. It's a mercy kill. I don't have a problem if somebody worthless dies.
They're fixable, you piece of shit. What do you think? I was way back then in my old day. I could have been him, but luckily I wasn't. So,
dude, he was in rehab
I was in rehab like 6 times. Your sisters, too. You can't give up on people.
And you guys came through, so obviously you're strong. And I'm glad you didn't kill yourself. Why didn't you kill yourself?
It just didn't work. I tried a few times.
So, did you really try, though?
I mean, in my head, I tried. I wasn't smart enough to know what kind of chemicals were the right kind. So
how did you try and kill yourself when you did?
This sounds like a sex talk for some reason.
I know. No, tell me. I am touching.
I don't know. I think I took a full package of, like, a boxed package of Benadryl. But Benadryl, you really can't overdose on. So I didn't know that.
And did
but
you know that ahead
box.
Of time?
No. I took everyone. I literally put all my favorite pictures and stuffed animals, because I was like 18, around me and took all these pills, and then I hallucinated and barfed for like the next 2 days.
That's such a girly way to kill yourself. That's why we had that debate.
But I was for real, man. I was for real. It was hardcore.
You guys are not
like,
for
I just,
real. Because if you're for real, we've had this debate with Dan and Chingy, saying that women attempted it more. Like, if you're going to kill yourself, get a gun and blow your brains out. It's 100% effective, or 99% effective. If you're going to put your little fucking blow-up dolls or whatever you had, your stuffed animals, and that's totally a cry for attention. And that's a girl way to kill. That's why girls never kill themselves, because they're doing it more
for
attention.
Well, just so you know, in my head, I really thought that was my last day.
Yeah.
And I was taking antidepressants, remember? So that messed me up.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's
the only time in my life I took them. Yeah, and it did something weird to my head.
Well, I'm glad you didn't kill yourself, because I love you, and I'm so glad that we've met. And,
thanks.
It would have been really
sad.
So
don't be happy that Corey Monteith died just because you hate Glee.
I'm not happy that he died.
Well,
I gotta learn
how to Glee member, you said.
I'm happy that Glee possibly is going to get canceled. Like, it wouldn't matter if it was a suicide or the network realized that they're making a show called fucking Glee, where fucking teenagers fucking dance and sing to music on network fucking television. I would be fine if they just had a moment realization going, what kind of piece of shit are we making? But they don't. So if it has to be someone blowing their brains out or ODing, fine. Doesn't matter. I'm happy Glee's on its last legs. I am not happy he killed himself. I find it very sad. But he's in a better place now.
He is, and his hot girlfriend's single, as Fallon noted.
Oh, that's so true. And she's going to be all like emotional and sad. Oh, man, it's ripe for the picking. How old is she?
I don't know. Oh, you know what? He was 30. She's about 27, I think. I read it. I just don't remember exactly. But about that, 20.
Too old for me and Leo.
Late 20s.
Bummer.
Yeah.
But she is probably, yeah, now's the time. where does she live?
I'm sure L.A. I have no idea.
All right, well, then I've got to go. I got to go get my game on.
Video game, you winner.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm going to go cut myself for this show because I'm a horrible person. thank you, everybody, for listening to the Jake Pentland Show. I don't think Leo is a pedophile. Still not sure about Duffy. So I think Leo can now be elevated above Duffy. Would you agree, Jen?
Oh, for sure. Well, almost, you know, the 30-year age difference, like, really is odd to me. But at least it's just one girl. I mean, it's not like he has these, like, multiple teens. Yep.
And they've been together 5 years.
Yeah. No, I think it's fine. It's just odd. Like, he must be really young, or she must be really weird.
Or maybe, 52 doesn't mean that you're super wizened and mature. You know,
no,
maybe we're
that's
all
what I mean. That's you when you're 52, trust me. I don't judge you for that. I just think he might be a boy that doesn't grow up, that's all.
And there's nothing wrong with that. He'll look good. He probably looks great for 52 because he hasn't aged on his heart. Now, if I'm 52 and my fiance would be 24, how old would she be now? I'm 35, so that's 12.
So in
22 years?
17 years.
So bad math.
Wow, math boy.
So she's 2 years old. So my future fiance is 2.
And your girlfriend's how old?
Well, she'd be 2
yeah.
now. Yeah.
That's
oh,
cute.
Sweet. Okay, so I got time.
Yeah.
That makes me like Leo more because I'm just thinking, like, by the time I'm in my 50s and got money, then she's going to be ripe. It's going to be awesome. All right, let's stop this show. What do you say?
Because you're getting a little too excited.
I am, actually. God bless, Leo. God bless older men that get younger women. I don't think they should be attacked. I think they should be heralded. They're heroes. They keep the rest of us happy and alive. All right. Thank you, Jen. Thank
All
you,
right,
Susie.
Thank you.
You
have a good one.
Bye, everyone. Oh, that was awesome.